Welcome back to AI Unraveled, your strategic briefing on the business impact of artificial intelligence. This is your weekly rundown for December 8th to December 14th, 2025. This week, the industry didn't just move, it picked sides. In a stunning display of corporate maneuvering, Disney has inked a massive $1 billion partnership with OpenAI, just days after hitting Google with a cease and desist order for copyright infringement. The message is clear. If you want the Magic Kingdom's data, you have to pay the toll. Meanwhile, OpenAI continues its offensive with the release of GPT 5.2 and the hiring of the Slack CEO to drive revenue, signaling they are ready to monetize the enterprise at scale. And speaking of money, Meta is officially pivoting away from open source, focusing entirely on profit-generating AI models. The free lunch might be over, but the race isn't just happening on Earth. We have reports of Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk competing to launch orbital data centers to escape our energy constraints. But before we unravel the rest of the week's news, stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. You have seen the power of AI Unraveled, zero noise, high signal intelligence for the world's most critical AI builders. We create tailored proprietary podcasts designed exclusively to brief your executives and your most valuable clients. Stop wasting marketing spend on generic content. Start delivering must-listen strategic intelligence directly to the decision makers. Ready to define your domain? Secure your strategic podcast consultation now at the link in our show notes. This podcast is created and produced by Etienne Newman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Now let's unravel the week.
Welcome to the deep dive. You know, for years, the business world has chased this promise of simple automation.
That old if X, then Y model. Very rigid.
Exactly. The old RPA era. But that era is over. We are now in a fundamentally different probabilistic age of agentic AI.
And this is not just a tech upgrade. It's a total structural transition. The economic rules are being rewritten as we speak.
Our mission today for you is to strip away the hype around digital workers. Mm-hmm. And really apply some rigorous financial discipline.
Yeah.
Because you have to validate these massive, sometimes volatile investments.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a deep dive into the three-layer agentic workflow ROI model to bridge that gap between promise and actual measurable profit.
And that financial rigor is the key conversation, but a lot of companies are frankly using the wrong calculus.
How so?
They treat AI adoption like installing a single piece of software. You just can't do that. You have to think of it like managing a diversified investment portfolio.
Okay, an investment portfolio? I like that.
Yeah, you're dealing with distinct asset classes. Each one has wildly different risks, different liquidity needs, and different timelines for seeing a return. So we break it down into three tiers based on autonomy and, most importantly, verifiable ROI.
And I guess that need for categorization really comes from the failures of traditional automation, right? We all remember how brittle RPA was.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, a vendor changes an invoice format just slightly, and the whole system just seizes up.
Exactly. And then you need an expensive human intervention to fix the chain, because for the last 20 years, those systems just followed explicit rules.
Right.
The moment you bring in agentic AI, you're shifting to systems that can infer intent. They can reason, they can plan, they can execute these really complex multi-step workflows. That's agency.
But that agency comes with a catch.
A huge one. It introduces what we call probabilistic risk. An error in the old system was a bug. You could find it, you could fix it.
It was predictable.
Right. An error in an agentic system is a hallucination, a reasoning failure. Something you can't just patch out. You have to govern its behavior.
Okay, so let's start with the safest place to begin then, the foundation. Layer one, simple automation.
Your sovereign bond.
The sovereign bond of your AI portfolio.
Yeah.
The goal here is simple. It's low risk, cost reduction. The human is really just the operator overseeing the output.
And layer one is where we see old RPA really growing up into intelligent automation. It handles huge volumes of unstructured data emails, PDFs, claims forms, and turns it into structured output.
Like intelligent document processing, IDP.
Exactly. That's the most common use case. But critically, the workflow itself is still pretty rigid, which keeps the risk low and efficiency high.
And the financial case here must be the easiest sell to the CFO.
It is. You're just comparing a known quantity, manual labor cost, against a predictable compute cost. The studies are very consistent here. Intelligent document processing can cut your costs by 60 to 80%.
60 to 80. Wow. So like a $15 invoice becomes what? $3 or $4?
Pretty much. You're seeing average costs per invoice drop from that, you know, $15 to $40 range all the way down to $3 to $8. It's a massive drop.
But it's not just the cost per transaction.
Yeah.
It's the speed that has its own benefits.
Precisely. The cycle time reduction is enormous. You go from a manual process taking 5 to 7 days down to maybe 6 to 12 hours.
That's a 90% reduction.
A 90% reduction.
Yeah.
And that speed has an immediate, verifiable financial benefit. You can now capture early payment discounts from your suppliers.
Which are usually, what, 1% to 3% of the invoice value?
Exactly. And that single benefit, that 1% to 3%, can often pay for the entire system by itself.
And something we often overlook here is accuracy. Traditional OCR, it always capped out around, what, 85, 95%?
At best. And that last 5 or 15% required expensive humans to go in and validate everything, which, you know, eats away at your speed gains.
So what's different now?
Well, LLM-driven IDP systems use semantic understanding. They're not just recognizing characters, they're reading and interpreting the data. This lets them get to over 99% accuracy.
Over 99%. So the people who used to do reconciliation can now be moved to higher value work.
That's the idea. There's a great case study in healthcare, actually, for oncology research.
Oh, yeah.
Manual data extraction by 5 physicians took 7 months. The LLM took 12 days.
7 months versus 12 days.
A 91% reduction in physician hours. Mm. And here's the kicker. The LLM actually exceeded human performance in capturing specific survival events from unstructured notes.
So it's not just cheaper and faster, it's actually better.
In these data-heavy, well-defined tasks, yes, it's demonstrably superior, and it offers the fastest time to value.
So layer one is the cash cow. It's giving you immediate, reliable ROI in, say, 6 to 12 months, and that generates the capital to invest in the riskier layers.
That's the strategy. You're tracking cost per transaction and straight-through processing rate. Simple as that.
All right, let's move up that risk curve. Layer two, collaborative augmentation. If layer one was the bond, this is the growth equity of the portfolio.
Mm-hmm. The realm of co-pilots.
And the focus shifts, right? It's not about cost reduction anymore. It's about capacity expansion. The human is now the collaborator. They keep the final say.
And this is where we're seeing the most widespread adoption right now. The data on speed is pretty compelling. I mean, studies show developers using GitHub Copilot complete tasks 55% faster.
55%, that's huge.
It is. Time dropped from nearly 3 hours down to just over one. And we see similar things with, say, consultants using GPT-4. They finish tasks 25% more quickly. The premise is solid. Augmentation amplifies throughput.
Okay, that speed is undeniable, but does this productivity boost come with a hidden price? This is where we hit the quality paradox.
We do. Research analyzing code from these tools found a pretty big spike in what's called churn code.
Code that's written and then almost immediately rewritten or deleted.
Exactly. And they also found a decrease in code reuse. It strongly suggests that the savings you get in drafting time are essentially being mortgaged against future maintenance time.
You're creating technical debt. The AI is fast, but the output might be messy.
Right, and that debt will have to be paid down later by your very expensive senior engineers.
And this leads right into what we call the human verification tax, because the AI operates on what researchers call the jagged technological frontier.
That's such a great term for it.
It is. It means the AI might nail a really complex task, but then fail at a super simple logic puzzle. The risk is unpredictable.
Precisely. So the core cost of layer two is the time the human spends reviewing and verifying, not just doing the work. In fact, there's evidence that for complex tasks, experienced developers reviewing AI code actually took 19% longer to finish.
Wait, say that again? 19% longer?
Longer. They spent more time debugging the AI's clever but flawed solutions than if they had just written the code themselves from scratch.
Wow. That completely changes the ROI equation. The whole point is to save time.
It does. And it means simply tracking hours saved is really misleading. You have to focus on quality adjusted output and the acceptance rate of the AI suggestions. For GitHub Copilot, that hovers around 30%.
Only 30%.
But to be fair, you also have to look at employee satisfaction. Layer 2 boosts that immensely because the AI handles the drudgery. And for general knowledge work, Microsoft claims an ROI of up to 353% for small and mid-sized businesses.
Hold on, 353%. That number seems aggressive, especially with the technical debt and the verification tax we just talked about?
It has to be qualified, absolutely.
So who's actually getting that return?
You get that return when the tasks are not mission critical, where the cost of a mistake is low, or where the human is just brilliant at prompting and correcting. If you apply that 353% number to high stakes work, where that 19% verification tax kicks in, the ROI just plummets.
Okay, so that critical eye brings us to the highest risk tier, layer 3. Autonomous decision making.
The venture capital bet.
This is the strategic frontier. It's all about scalability and labor substitution. The human role shifts again from collaborator to just a supervisor, human on the loop.
And the potential upside here is it's exponential. Agents can monitor and react 24/7. Your output is completely decoupled from human hours. And they're being priced very aggressively, maybe 20 to 60% of a full-time employee's cost.
But this is where the financial risk becomes truly acute. If layer 2 had a verification tax, layer 3 has the massive risk of inference costs.
This is the infinite loop trap, and it's crucial for financial planning because an agent has to think and generate a whole chain of reasoning before it gives you an answer.
And all that thinking costs money. It consumes tokens.
Exactly. So the cost volatility can just explode. There was a scenario analysis done on a fleet of just 500 agents. They got stuck in a reasoning loop.
Yeah.
They burned through $144,000 in compute costs in a single night.
$144,000 in one night.
From one bad loop. Even a simple answer can require like six times the tokens in back-end processing just to verify its own logic.
That cost volatility is exactly why Gartner is warning that over 40% of these agentic AI projects are going to be canceled by 2027. But it's not just the financial cost, is it? It's the legal liability.
When an agent is fully autonomous, it's making decisions for your company. And you own those decisions. The Air Canada precedent is the landmark case here.
Right, the chatbot.
The chatbot, acting as an agent, hallucinated a refund policy. A customer demanded it, and the court ruled that Air Canada was fully liable for its chatbot's negligent misrepresentation. You can't blame the AI. You carry the liability.
So that's the professional risk. And then there's the brand damage risk, which can destroy value in an instant.
Like the DPD delivery chatbot that was tricked into cursing and criticizing the company.
Or the Chevy dealer bot that agreed to sell a Tahoe for $1.
Right. These examples show the lack of guardrails. And the cost of losing one high-value customer, who might have a $5,000 lifetime value because of a bad bot interaction, is so much greater than any savings on that one call.
And we're seeing companies realize this now. There's this reversion trend. Klarna, for example, they aggressively replace staff with AI.
And now they're re-emphasizing human agents for that top 20% of complex high-stakes queries. They learned that autonomy is great for volume, but it can be catastrophic for complexity.
You still need that high-quality human safety net.
An extremely high-quality one.
Okay, so what does this all mean for your strategy? Let's synthesize this into a portfolio.
The strategy comes down to your risk tolerance and time horizon. Layer 1, automation is your cash cow. Reliable, fast ROI in 3 to 9 months.
Layer 2, augmentation is your growth engine. High throughput, medium risk, ROI in maybe 6 to 12 months, as long as you manage that quality tax.
And layer 3, autonomy is the venture bet. It offers exponential scaling, but it requires tight governance and a longer 12 to 24 month time horizon to see a return.
And I think a crucial insight here, one that people miss, is that autonomy does not mean zero human cost.
Not at all.
If your agents handle the easy 80% and escalate the hard 20%, the humans you have left have to be incredibly expensive experts who can untangle the AI's complex mistakes.
That's the human-in-the-loop cost curve, exactly. You bring the volume of human work down, but the average hourly cost of your human workforce goes way up. They have to be elite specialists.
So to mitigate those huge layer 3 risks, that cost volatility, we have to implement FinOps for AI. This feels essential.
It is non-negotiable. Traditional IT spending is predictable. AI spending is not. FinOps here means putting strict automated financial controls on these probabilistic resources.
So how do you stop that $144,000 night from happening?
The most practical solution is a circuit breaker. It's a hard limit on token spend. For example, you kill any agent process immediately if its reasoning path costs more than, say, $5 per task.
So it's a technical fail-safe tied directly to the budget.
Exactly. You couple that with rate limiting on API calls, so one runaway agent can't hog all your resources. And you absolutely must have observability tools to see the agent's chain of thought. If you can't audit the reasoning, you can't fix the problem.
And what about on the security side? Protecting it from bad actors.
You need agentic security. agents have to operate with the principle of least privilege. An agent that processes refunds should never have access to the full customer database.
Right.
And you must have robust prompt injection defenses to stop people from tricking your agent into, well, selling a Tahoe for a dollar.
So we've laid out the clear strategic steps for you. Start with layer one for reliable costs. Use that to fund the others. Train your experts to be skeptics for layer two. And impose strict FinOps and security on every single layer three deployment.
The organizations that are going to win this transition will be the ones that master the financial and the operational orchestration of this complex half-human, half-AI workforce. It's about mastering the tech and the ledger.
So since layer three is the highest risk, but also promises to fully decouple revenue from headcount, here's a final provocative thought for you to chew on. If your most strategically valuable decisions are being made by probabilistic systems that you can't fully audit or predict, and yet your company still carries 100% of the legal and financial liability, what happens to your organizational structure? It forces a complete rethinking of corporate risk management that goes far beyond compliance and asks a new question. How do you insure against algorithmic behavior?
That wraps up this week's strategic briefing. The signal for this week is commercialization. We are moving past the era of wild experimentation and into the era of hard business. Meta is closing its doors on open source to focus on revenue. Content giants like Disney are choosing exclusive partners and suing the rest. And governments are regulating the flow of chips to China, not to stop the trade, but to take a 25% cut. AI is no longer just a technology. It is the world's most valuable commodity. Before we go, a reminder for the leaders listening. Stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. Leverage our proven methodology to own the conversation in your industry. We create tailored proprietary podcasts designed exclusively to brief your executives. Stop wasting marketing spend on generic content. Start delivering strategic intelligence directly to the decision makers. Ready to define your domain? Secure your strategic podcast consultation now at the link in our show notes. This podcast is created and produced by Etienne Noman, senior software engineer and passionate soccer dad from Canada. Please subscribe and share. Until next week, keep unraveling the future. Let's go.